Blog Talk Radio.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and liftoff.
Coach on Fire Radio.
I am the tire.
All right, all right. Well, that's kind of a bad impersonation of Matthew McConaughey, but hey, I went with it anyway. This is Michael Brooks, and we are on the air live. I'm coming to you from beautiful Boise, Idaho in the United States, and as you will learn here shortly, our guest is coming to us today from the future, really. She is coming to us from Brisbane, Australia, and I will introduce Monica here in just a second. As I said, this is Ignite Your Life. If you would like to join us tonight on the show and ask Monica or myself some questions, you can reach us at 646-716-7979. And this is also the Coach on Fire Radio Network, an exciting group of transformational coaches that all host their own radio shows and quite literally coach you on the air and give you lots of great advice and instruction. And everything from how to improve your own coaching practice to diet tips to nutrition, fitness. We've got motivation, mindset. We've got it all on the Coach on Fire Radio Network. So that is my plug for that. I ran into someone today, and I keep running into this a little bit. And it's, I can't launch my program because it's not perfect. Or I can't start something because it's not perfect. Well, my position has always been launch it, let it evolve, and it will grow into excellence. And a lot of times you'll get feedback from your clients and your customers, and you can improve the program. But to say I'm not going to start until it's perfect is dead wrong. You will never get anywhere if you do that. So get it out there, even if you don't believe it's perfect, and let your clients, let your visitors help you make it better than it already is. But you already know you're good at what you do. Get it out there, get it in front of people, get some income, and then let it improve over time. Do not wait for it to be perfect. And here's a perfect example of that. Anyone that knows me knows that I am a Walt Disney fanatic. Disneyland, Walt Disney World, anything having to do with Disney, I love, and I've studied him quite extensively. And I write about him in articles and in my books and things of that sort. So, because there is so much we can learn from such an amazing man with such an incredible imagination. And what a lot of people don't know is that when Disneyland first opened, way back in 1956, I believe, it was anything but perfect. I mean, today Disney's known for perfection. Everything is crystal clear and clean. It seems to run without a hitch. But on opening day, way back in the 1950s, nothing could have been further from the truth. It was an unequivocal disaster. No question about it. They had a soft opening on Sunday and a national television audience, hosted by my former boss, Ronald Reagan, and a talk show host of the time named Art Linkletter, and then an actor named Bob Cummings. Walt was very busy with that national television broadcast. But the park wasn't quite ready for prime time when they opened it. Now, Walt had a very aggressive construction schedule. Disneyland went from nothing to almost completion in less than a year. And while Walt's advisors all told him to delay the opening, he insisted on opening as he had promised. Now, he knew there would be problems, but he never knew the extent of the problems that they were going to have on that soft opening. So he knew it wasn't perfect when they opened, but he had no idea it would be an unequivocal disaster. In fact, he later called it Black Sunday. They were opening on a Sunday to an invitation-only audience of the media and celebrities, But what had happened is he had a television show where he had been promoting Disneyland a year earlier. And for that whole year, he was promising that it would open on this day, on Sunday, but it was an invitation-only crowd. So in addition to those regular invitees, they ended up with counterfeit tickets. And tens and thousands of other people showed up on opening day. They were scaling fences. They were handing in counterfeit tickets, and the ticket takers didn't know that they were counterfeit. And so the park was not only overcrowded, but it wasn't ready to go. So it became a total disaster. Half of Tomorrowland wasn't operating. They had to turn off drinking fountains just so the restrooms would operate. And this was back in the day when people would dress up to go to Disneyland in the 50s. So women's high heels were getting stuck in the still hardening concrete. And the media reviews were absolutely horrid on that opening day. And people were suspicious that Disneyland would ever make it anyway. The business press was absolutely brutal to Walt Disney before this thing ever opened. So you would think that the media reviews and the bad publicity that he was getting even before Disneyland opened would have been enough to sink it. But it wasn't. The very next day when it opened to the public, there were 15,000 people waiting in line at 6 a.m. In September, after their July opening, they welcomed their 1 millionth guest. Yet on that opening day, it was a disaster. But what did Walt do? He simply retrenched, fixed the problems, and went on as if everything was okay. Certainly he was upset. Certainly he knew it could be better. But he just improved every single day. And within 1 month, all the problems that they had on that opening day had been solved. And the rest is history for Disneyland. So you don't need to be perfect to launch your group coaching program, to launch your product. It just needs to get out there. And then it will evolve, it will grow, and it will. You're never going to achieve absolute perfection. But if you strive for perfection, but you launch prior to that, you will ultimately achieve excellence. So I'd love to hear your comments on that. You can go to our Coach on Fire Radio Facebook fan page and leave a comment on what you think about whether you should wait to launch your program until you believe it's perfect, or you should launch it a little early and let it evolve into as close to perfect as you can get. So, and you can find that page at facebook.com/Coach on Fire Radio. And I would be absolutely honored if you like our page while you're there. In addition to leaving your comments, you'll find information about all of our hosts and archive shows, scheduled shows, and many other interesting things that blog posts, graphics, all sorts of things to keep you motivated and on track. Again, that's facebook.com/Coach on Fire Radio. Okay, let's get to our guest who has been waiting patiently while I've been going through all of that. Her name is Monica Maliva, and she is a lifestyle business coach and a location-independent entrepreneur. And Monica not only has a fascinating story, which she's going to get into here shortly, but she teaches people how to be location-independent, how to not only make money, but have adventures, travel, and fun while you're making money. And a little bit later, we're going to get into a very, very intriguing idea she has that she wants to launch to make it easier for all of us to do that. And I know for me, traveling around the world and seeing new cultures and new countries is absolutely always been fascinating for me. So to be able to work and play at the same time is definitely a lifestyle that I strive for, and I know a lot of my clients and a lot of you out there do the same thing. So without further ado, welcome to Ignite Your Life, Monica. I'm excited to have you here.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you for having me. I'm really, really excited to be part of the new show, the Coach on Fire show, and I'm really, really looking forward to get to know everyone.
Okay, Monica, why don't you tell us a little bit about, I know you have a really interesting background because you're not a native of Australia. You've lived, in essence, all over the world. So why don't you walk us through your story here just a little bit?
Okay. I think the first time I decided that I have to travel was when I was 6 years old. And I just looked around and I thought, I really want to live in a country that speaks English. So I started learning English at the age of six. Then at the age of 17, I bought my first one-way ticket to Canada. And that was my first grand adventure. Now, remember, back in 89 and the early 90s, the internet was non-existent, basically. It was very, very hard to make money online, but I was a true traveler. I traveled for about 10 years, living in different places, working on location, and basically enjoying my life and learning about culture, learning about how other people live, and just experiencing the beauty of our world. Then in 99, I moved to Australia just to finish university, and I was supposed to be here for about 3 to 4 years. But in the meantime, my son was born, and now I have been here for a little while, raising him in this beautiful country. As soon as he's out of school, in about 36 months, I will be exploring South America.
36 months. You've got it down to the wire. And what is your native country, Monica?
I was born in Bulgaria. When I was growing up, we were a communist state under the Russian rule. So we had very, very little touch with the outside world, which is probably one of the reasons I wanted to travel and I wanted to experience everything.
Was the country still communist when you left?
The regime just collapsed probably a month before. And yes, and as soon as I heard we can get passports, that's what I did.
Right. Very cool.
I got a passport. Yep. Got my first ticket and I was off. I have been back a few times, once to finish college for a couple of years. And I still have many friends and classmates there. So I'm involved in the culture, but I think that at the moment Australia is my home base.
Gotcha. Now, I know we're talking off the air. You've lived on three continents and four different countries. You mentioned Canada. Where are some of the other places you lived, and what businesses were you doing to support yourself while you were in those countries?
I was extremely young when I lived in Canada, and then I went for, I think, 4.5 years into the States. So I mainly worked on locations, just getting jobs. After the mid-90s, I went back to college, as I said, to Bulgaria. And the internet was slowly, slowly getting traction. So around the 2000s, the year 2000, I started selling on eBay. That was my first online business. And back then, eBay was very simple. There was not many of us, and business was actually very good. Once that stage passed and a lot of people started working with eBay, I moved into something different. I moved into photos on canvas. So we had a business where people would just upload their photos, and then they will receive this beautiful canvas by courier to their doorstep. This business we had for about 5 years, and it was doing quite well, but it wasn't where my heart was. Now, running these businesses, that was prior social media. So a lot of the marketing and advertising, it was very, very old school. And after 2007, I started a couple of other businesses, which led me to becoming a lifestyle business coach. I think this is where my calling is. I believe that I can help everyone live a better life, live a life that is full of adventure. And I just believe that we all have to be happy at the end of the day. Even if you make a lot of money in your corporate job, you may be very, very miserable in your own personal life. So I do believe that we have to combine our work, whatever that might be, with our life and just create this whole picture of happiness and contentment.
Okay, so a location-independent entrepreneur is someone that can work anywhere within their business from around the world.
That's right, that's right. And there's a few different ways that you can become a location-independent entrepreneur. You can be a freelancer. You can have a pure online business. You can work on location, but still be location independent, just in cruise ships. You can travel the world on a cruise ship, and just make money and still see everything you want to see. You can become a absentee business owner, which is very interesting. You just set up your systems and procedures in such a way that you hardly have to be at work. There's many, many ways to become location independent, and we talk about that in our Facebook group, and I teach in my programs and coaching as well.
Okay, Monica, and while I'm thinking about it, how can people learn more about you? Give us your website and your Facebook group, which I happen to be a member of, and it's very interesting. It's brand new and seems to be growing quite rapidly.
Yes, yes. You can find me at luggageandlaptop.com, and my Facebook group is also called Location Independent Entrepreneur. There is a link from my page, from my website to the group, or you can just do a search on Facebook, and I would love to have everybody there, and I would love to create this amazing, vibrant community of location-independent entrepreneurs.
Very cool. Now, you were telling me when we first started talking about an idea that you had to make it easier for people to run an online business and travel the world. Would you like to go into that a little bit?
Yes, it's still an idea at the moment, so it is evolving, like you said. I am, the whole idea is about launching Help Hub for location-independent entrepreneurs. We will start with virtual ones, which will be membership-based, and with these Help Hubs, you can either get help or get somebody create your whole adventure for you. And we're talking about things that we all worry about. What exactly do I need for a particular country if I'm thinking about going there for anything between, 2-3 months or 1-2 years? What kind of visa do I need? Where is the best areas to live? Where are other digital nomads hanging around? There's a lot of information that we all need before we go to a different place. So the idea is to create those hope hubs for people who are not as confident with the first steps into the unknown.
Very cool. And you are going to start to develop that now, or do you have a completion date, or how's that working?
I am currently putting down some details. So it is in the development stage. I am hoping to be able to launch either at the end of this year or beginning of 2017 with our help hubs. Another thing that may evolve from there could be on location help hubs, depending on what our members want to do.
Very cool. And Monica, you have a new radio show where you are actually going to be hosting on the Coach on Fire Radio Network, and that is going to premiere this Tuesday at 7 or Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And I'd love for you to tell our listening audience what you plan on doing with that show and how that's going to go. Give us kind of a preview of your premiere show and what you plan on doing as you do each of these shows every other week.
Yeah, my show is called Luggage and Laptop, just like my website. And we will be talking about how to become location independent. We will talk about advantages. We will talk about ways to earn money online. We will talk about how to travel safely. We will have many guests that are themselves location independent entrepreneurs, and they will walk you through various things in business and life. We will talk about mindset, because mindset is the most important thing before you even start looking into changing your life. Because if you've got your mindset set to, I don't know if I can do that, you will always think that. One thing about entrepreneurs is that more often than not, they jump off a cliff and then they look for the parachute. We will also have people that will talk about outsourcing, about web development, about sustaining life as an independent, as a location independent entrepreneur. So there will be a lot of different aspects of being a lifestyle entrepreneur and living an amazing life. And I hope that you guys stick with me through my first few shows that will be maybe not as exciting until I get my feet on the ground better and I start running a really good show with the help of you, Michael.
Monica, you will be just fine, and your show will be absolutely awesome. I can't wait to hear your first episode. And again, that will be, for everyone listening here, this Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And that will actually be, Monica will actually be doing the show in Australia on Friday. But in the United States and North America, the show is going to, in fact, most of the world, it's going to be coming to you on Thursday. And you can work back on your time zone from the 7 p.m. Eastern time frame there. So very exciting, Monica. You're going to be a radio host starting on Thursday. I'm excited. Let's segue
yes.
into some more personal stuff here. What's the best piece of advice you've ever received from anyone, maybe a family member or a friend?
Interesting. I think that the best piece of advice I've ever received is just to persevere with my dreams, no matter what other people say, because they don't know where you're at in your life or in your personal journey. Even the closest friends, the closest people to you don't really know what's happening in your head. So if you if you have decided to do something, persevere. And persevere to the end, because that's the only way to succeed.
Very cool. Very cool. As a coach, what's the most common question you get from your clients?
I think because I'm a little bit different, and I work with people who want to be location independent, the first thing I hear people say is this possible? The second thing I hear is, I think I'm too old to do that. The first question, my answer is always yes. If you put your head to it, if you persevere, if you're really dedicated, yes, this is possible. And my answer to the second question is, no, you're not too old. A lot of people think that, you know, being location independent, working from your computer or location is for kids in their 20s. But it's not. More and more people are picking up on that trend in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. People change countries and become expats, you know, at the age of 75 plus, and then they start businesses. So these are the biggest questions I get, and yes, it is possible.
Yeah, absolutely. And I get our host here on the Coach on Fire Radio Network. Our average age is well over 40. We have a few millennials under 30, but our average age is well over 40. And I work with a lot of people that, they have about every material thing that they could ever imagine. They had the corporate job forever. Yet something was always missing. And, you know, I teach people how to find their, what I call their profitable passion, do what they love and make money doing what they love. And in a lot of cases, their corporate jobs or the job that they've held for, you know, 20 or 30 years is not that. They're asking themselves, they become disenchanted, they become disillusioned, and they're asking themselves, is this all there is? They made a nice living, they made a nice salary, they have a nice family, material, tech gadget and boat and nice cars and things like that, but it's not fulfilling. Something is missing deep inside of them. And what's missing, I believe, is they haven't truly found their purpose in life yet. And they may be 50 or 60, and it's never too late to find that.
That's right, Michael. That's right. I actually, very interesting, I listened to a radio show with a high roller from Sydney who was in corporate, very, very high up, approximately $500,000 salary, who gave it all up to go and breed parrots in the Northern Territory of Australia.
Absolutely. And, I think in our culture, Monica, we see that money seems to be, our culture would tell us that money is the key to happiness and the key to fulfillment. And if you have enough money, that's all you need. And we even see it, unfortunately, in the coaching industry, where they look at the money first and not the passion and not the purpose. In my book, Don't Seek Success, Be Happy, I talked a lot about, here's the dirty little secret that the human potential movement or the self-improvement industry won't tell you. It's not about the money. If you've got enough money and your money exceeds your expenses and you're happy and you're fulfilling your passion and purpose in life, then what more do you need? And
that's right.
Many, I think, focus on the money equation first, and it's perhaps not the entrepreneurs that are pushing that fault, it's because the culture permeates with that story. You see the lifestyles of the rich and famous, a show from many years ago, or Millionaire Matchmaker, or I Want to Be a Millionaire, and you see Hollywood celebrities in these big fancy, and I grew up in California, and I can tell you fame and fortune is not all it's cracked up to be, because I grew up with many of these people and they will tell you the exact same thing privately. But, you know, it permeates our culture 24/7. Everyone wants to have fame. Everyone wants to have fortune. But you can have fame and fortune from within yourself, by fulfilling your passion and purpose. And I truly believe everyone was put in this world. Everyone was born for a specific purpose. And your passions are your clue to what your purpose in life is supposed to be. And if you can find that, if you can discover that, you will not only be happier, the money will follow, but you will also have contributed to society what you were meant to be here for.
Yes, I absolutely agree with you, Michael. Absolutely agree. And the television and internet are not making our job any easier, especially with the growing minds of teenagers. It's very, very difficult to compete with the fame and fortune until people go into their 30s and 40s and realize that this is not the answer.
Okay. Excuse me, I'm suffering a little bit from a cold here. It's I know it's summer where you are in Brisbane, Monica, but it is the dead of winter here in Idaho. So although it has not been that cold a winter, so I'm thankful for that, being a California native. Anyway, Monica, let's move on a little bit. Your Australia is your base. It looks like that's going to continue to be your base. But what is one place you haven't visited that you're just dying to visit?
Oh, the Caribbean. I do intend to make another home base in the Caribbean, probably Belize, but this is in another 3 or 4 years' time. But yeah, definitely the Caribbean and South America.
I've been to the Caribbean a couple of times. Jamaica, Aruba, places like that. It's absolutely awesome over there. So water is crystal clear. What's the best country, your favorite country, I should say, not the best, but your favorite country that you have lived in the past, and why?
I want to say the USA, but I was very, very young and life was great. Back then, I think that I actually really like Australia. It's a great country. It looks after its citizens. There's a great free medical program. Children are safe because we have gun control. This is probably another reason I chose to stay and raise my son here, because I never have to worry about whether or not he'll come back from school. And it's amazing nature. Australia has some of the most amazing nature in the world, and animals. True, we do have 80% of the poisonous fauna here, but we managed to live.
And what would you say, Monica, is your favorite native Australian food?
I can tell you my least favorite. That's a custard apple. My favorite. You got me there, Michael. I don't know. I never thought about that.
What's your favorite food in general?
Very much Mediterranean and South American. These are the cuisines I love.
A specific dish?
Not really. I just like exploring. Let's just say that.
Okay. Favorite book you've read in the last year that you would recommend?
Oh, that will be The 4-Hour Week.
Okay. And who was the author?
Hello?
Hi. Who was the author, Monica?
Oh, you got me there, Michael. I did read it. and I'm terrible with autos. I'm sorry. Okay. I am terrible,
I believe his name is Ted. His last name escapes me. It's called The 4-Hour Work Week. And an interesting book, for sure. I have some I have some issues with the title, not so much with the content. But interesting book, nevertheless. So.
Yeah, I just think that it's a great, great book for people to read while they're still in their corporate job. And that will get them thinking. And apart from that, I would go with books that are in your area of work. I wouldn't go with the standard books that everybody reads. And I know everybody talks about How to Win Friends and Napoleon Hill and everything, but I think that too general for me. We can get this. We have this knowledge. We don't have to read it. I believe that if you want to go into, say, dropshipping business, you should read every book there is on dropshipping. If you want to go into affiliate marketing, you have to read every book that is about affiliate marketing. I look at books a little bit different. I would only read books. At first, I will only read books that will help me launch my business as quickly as possible and give me all the tools to get it quickly from, the launching stage into the selling stage, the marketing, and the scaling stage.
Okay. Very good. And Celebrity Crush.
I think my crush would be Mark Wahlberg.
Would be who?
That's it. Mark Wahlberg. Remember Marky Mark?
Oh, Mark Wahlberg. Mark Wahlberg. Okay, Mark Wahlberg. Yes. All right. Okay.
I think this is my celebrity crush.
Okay. Mark Wahlberg. Very good. Let's see. And what one thing about Monica can you tell us that most people don't know about you?
I am terrified of the dark. That's my dark little secret.
Terrified of the dark. Okay.
I am afraid of the dark. Yes. And most people don't know about that about me. I do refuse to be out in the dark if I'm on my own.
Okay. And do you sleep with the light on?
Nope. I'm perfectly happy in my bed. It's just outside.
Okay. And you said that your son is 14 years old and 36 months away from finishing school, where Monica will be able to travel. Why don't you tell us what your vision, your dream lifestyle looks like? Paint a picture for us, Monica.
My dream lifestyle is waking up at my beachfront little house in the Caribbean, going for a swim, having my morning smoothie or juice, and enjoying the cool Caribbean breeze. After that, I would set my blocks for 5 hours to work with clients, and then I would finish up in the early afternoon. I will set my my to-do list for the day after, and then I will go out and enjoy life. Now, this is one day in the life of Monica.
There you go. That paints a very cool picture, Monica. It sounds great to me. Finish working mid-afternoon, go out by the beach, drink a margarita or a daiquiri or whatever it is in the Caribbean, some sort of rum drink, and listen to calypso music. Sounds like a wonderful plan, Monica.
That's right. And I would really love to explore the whole region because I've never actually been to South America. I've been to every other continent, but not South America.
Very cool. And we are talking with Monica Maliva. She is a lifestyle business coach and location independent entrepreneur. If in the last few minutes of the show, you would like to call in and ask Monica or myself a question, it is 646. The phone number is 646-716-7979. Again, that's 646-716-7979. And Monica, in the last few minutes of the show here, if someone were to come to you, say they've been in their regular job for a while, but they're not happy, and they want a lifestyle business, and they want to be location independent, and that's kind of their dream lifestyle, how would you start them out? What process would you take them through?
Great question, Michael. Now, the first thing I will tell someone is don't quit your job straight away unless you have the savings. A lot of people are saying that they feel pressured that they have to quit their job and then start a business and do it that way. No, you don't want to be stressed out. That's the first thing. Don't stress out. So the first thing we'll be looking at is whether or not they have any skills or talents or expertise. If they don't, we will look at where to obtain them and how to obtain them, or we will look at the type of business they want to create for themselves. Do they want to be a freelancer? Do they want to run a pure internet business, or do they want to create a business and just be an absentee owner? So these are the first thing that we will look at, and from there on we will kind of reverse engineer their life. We will look at what their ideal lifestyle is and combine with the dream job or dream business. We will reverse engineer that, and we will create steps to follow until we reach that ideal lifestyle. And we will work on autonomy, mobility, sustainability, and of course, systems and scale, which is the ultimate way of scaling up your business and being more and more location independent.
Very cool. Let me take just a break here, Monica, and we'll get right back to the finishing portion of the interview and wrap it up here. I want to talk about the Coach on Fire Radio Network again and promo that one more time. You can hear about all of our hosts and their shows, both scheduled and archived or on-demand shows that you can listen to. You can also learn about all of our hosts at facebook.com/ Coach on Fire Radio. And tomorrow night we have Wendy Berry, one of our amazing hosts, coming up at I believe that's 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 Mountain, and 5 Pacific, or 6 Pacific, I guess. No, that would be 5 Pacific because it's 7 Central and 8 Eastern Time. Magic of Midlife is Wendy's show, and she's interviewing Jennifer, or Jen Gilchrist, who is a personal leadership and transformational business mentor. And she's also certified in angel card readings, so I think they're going to do live on the air some angel card readings. So stay tuned to tune in to Wendy's show tomorrow night on the Coach on Fire Radio Network. You can find details about that show tomorrow at facebook.com/ Coach on Fire Radio. And Monica, why don't you tell us one more time about your website, your Facebook group, and how people can get a hold of you and learn more about you as well?
Yes, my website is luggageandlaptop.com. My Facebook group is called Location Independent Entrepreneur. There is a link on the website to the group. It's a free group, everybody there. If people want to contact me, they can contact me through Clarity and request a call. Clarity is an application much like Upwork, but for business coaches. So I am there. They can request a call from there, or they can just contact me through the website or send me an email to hello@luggageandlaptop.com. I do respond within 24 hours. And yes, once again, I would love to get to know all our listeners on a more personal level.
Sounds great, Monica. And your Luggage and Laptop show will premiere on Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And tell us one more time about your plans for that exciting show.
Yes, our first show will be just me. We will go over the general idea of being location independent. We will talk a bit more about the five ways you can become location independent and all the advantages that come with being a lifestyle entrepreneur. After that, our shows will be very exciting, and we will have experts on mindset, outsourcing, web development, advertising, just everything that you may need to create that new business and lifestyle without going into too much hardship in regards to information and how to's and where and all these other little tricky things that will stop your progress.
Very cool. All right, let's finish up, Monica, with a few more fun things. What's the best movie you've seen in the last year?
That will be Star Wars.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Star Wars, one of the many. Okay, cool.
The new Star
One
Wars.
Of the many millions of Star Wars fans out there. All right.
Yes.
How about the person? Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say Star Wars was the very, very first movie I saw in a movie theater in my life. I was 6 years old. So I am a fan.
Very, very cool. Very cool. George Lucas, got stories about him, but I don't have time to go into it because I used to, when I worked politically, I ran his sister's congressional campaign. So I got to know George a little bit. Quite an interesting character.
Mm.
So very, very, very interesting. Who would you say, Monica, is the one person in your life, either as a child or in recent memory, that it has had the greatest impact on your life, and why?
I think that Richard Branson has left a big mark on my life because he was one of those people that really, really struggled. He wasn't good at school. He wasn't anyone, and his life was pretty tough, especially during the era when he was trying to build a business. And it's just the way he presents himself, the way he treats people. He's never full of himself. He's a really, really down-to-earth person, and he's really, really wanting to help humankind to move forward. So I do look up to him, and I do follow him and his business. And yeah, I wish there were more people like him, more leaders like him, rather than the ones that have become so full of themselves that it's just greed underneath.
Okay, and certainly Sir Richard Branson is an amazing man, and certainly worth studying and gaining inspiration from. But I think what I'm looking for, Monica, here is someone that you have met personally or has been personally in your life that has had the most impact on you and why?
Okay, that's easy. That will be my son. He taught me so many things. He taught me how to be compassionate. He taught me how to be patient. He taught me how to love unconditionally. He's shaped my life. He shaped my life, so I have become a much better person than what I was before he came into my life. I think that our children teach us so much more than, you know, anything we can learn from books or school.
Very, very cool. Well, I think we've about covered it all in a very short time here, Monica. As I said, I'm excited to listen to your first show, Luggage and Laptop, at 7 p.m. on Thursday. Do you have any final thoughts, anything that we may have missed that you wanted to get into the show before we close it out?
I just want to tell everybody that everything they think is impossible, it is, in fact, possible. Follow your dreams, turn your passion into the driving force of your life, and search for happiness.
Okay. Well, thank you for being here, Monica. I've enjoyed the show immensely. I appreciate your time, and welcome to the Coach on Fire Radio Network. I'm excited to have you on board, this amazing team of transformational coaches, and I'm looking forward to great things out of you as the weeks come and your shows start to evolve and develop.
Thank you very much, Michael. I'm very excited and looking forward to Friday.
Awesome, Monica. Thank you again. All right, everyone. That will about do it for this very special and rare edition of Ignite Your Life. I hope everyone has had a magical Monday in North America and the rest of the world where it's still Monday. And Monica, in your part of the world, a triumphant Tuesday. I apologize to Mark Wahlberg for Monica and the rest of the ladies out of there. We ran out of time for him. This is Michael Brooks for Ignite Your Life on the Coach on Fire Radio Network. Have a wonderful evening, everyone, and be great.